Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. I'm going to talk about the holidays, but before I do, I want to give you the same disclaimer I do every time at this year. I like to say happy holidays. I assure you it is not a war on Christmas. It just happens to be my phrase of choice. And in return, I ask that you not have a war on happy holidays. I saw a chart last week about what to say during the holiday season, and it said something like this. If someone wishes you Merry Christmas and you celebrate Christmas, say thank you, you too. If you do not celebrate Christmas and someone says Merry Christmas, reply thank you, you too. If someone wishes you Happy Hanukkah and you celebrate Hanukkah, say thank you, you too. If you don't celebrate Hanukkah, say thank you too, and so on. I thought it was kind of wonderful. There are traditions that have to be navigated during the holidays that we didn't used to think twice about before. Who do we send cards to, and do we even send cards? Is there any new photo or story that hasn't already been shared through social media that we need to send in a holiday card? And if someone sends one to you, do you need to send one back? I love Christmas cards that are photos of family, dogs, kids, friends. Otherwise, I have to say a card simply signed by the person doesn't do it for me. I appreciate the thought, but I want a note with it. I used to be so good about sending Christmas and New Year's cards, but somewhere in the last decade, I stopped. And what about decorating? The greatest invention for outdoor decorations is that projector. It throws colored light onto your house. Someone down the block is doing that, and it looks pretty good. Too late for me. If I don't get decorations up the weekend after Thanksgiving, they don't get up. And yet, each year, I buy new decorations to add to my collection. Next year, it's become very difficult to be present and connected during the holidays. We have to buy gifts, we have parties to attend or throw, and relatives that need our attention. Sometimes we get frustrated when the kids are on the phone instead of helping get ready for Christmas. Last week, one of the networks did a story on a study that took smartphones away from teenagers for a week to see what would happen. By the end of the week, many of the teens were fine without their phones, once they learned how to fill the void left by not having a phone and dealing with the boredom, they actually appreciated the freedom. The problem? While their phones had been taken away, their parents' phones had not. It was their parents on the phone at dinner. It was the parents not connecting because of their phones. We can make holidays special this year. Put the phone down, turn the TV off, and give the present of being present. You don't even need to find a ribbon for it. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.